Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
In for Greg Corumbus from Radio America, I am Brett Winterbull, joined from National Review Online with Jim Garrity. How are you, Jim?
Doing good, Brett.
You know, it's exciting to be part of the Three Martini Lunch because it's like Friday Eve. You know, it's Thursday, so it's like Friday Eve. And the stories are getting fascinating. I'm taking a look at this good martini, which I would view as a good martini, but I think you would contend as a great martini. It hails from Connecticut. What's going on here?
Sure, and folks on the right are not used to getting good news out of the state of Connecticut, a fairly heavily Democratic state. So two items. The first is they have Republican Linda McMahon, famous for being the co-owner and husband of the founder of the wrestling program, who ran in 2010 and was not successful. Bit of a controversial figure, but she has oodles and oodles of money and has demonstrated an ability to spend it when needed. Rasmussen finished a poll yesterday and found her actually ahead in the Senate race, 49% to 46%, over Congressman Chris Murphy. Now, this is one of those things where, why is this a good martini? Because Republicans were really not counting on this race even being all that competitive. And here she is ahead by a couple of points. Now, some people might quibble with Rasmussen or something, or say, well, it's early, let's see what happens. But it, you know, in the end, it just as, you know, Missouri has turned into this sudden, unexpected nightmare for Republicans, Connecticut may turn into the sudden, unexpected bit of good news for Republicans. And the second angle to this is that they also did a presidential poll in the state of Connecticut, and it came out Obama 51%, Romney 43%. Now, that looks like, you know, not terribly good news for the right, until you think about Barack Obama won the state in 2008 by 22 percentage points. So, Brett, I don't know about you, but if Barack Obama is running 14 points behind where he was in 2008 nationwide, I'll take that. I think they'll turn out just fine if he's running that much behind. And I think it indicates something. There may be an enthusiasm gap or just, you know, places that were really head over heels for Barack Obama in 2008 are just not feeling the same way about him in 2012. And while that may not put a state like Connecticut into the Romney pile, in the swing states, that could end up being very, very harmful for the incumbent.
That is great news. Well, I will move that from the good martini to the great martini category, because that has got me very, very happy, which is a good thing, because, well, unfortunately, I see coming our way a very, very bad, wet, sopping wet. I hope you've got your rain slicker on, Jim Garrity. Tell me about this bad martini coming out of Tampa.
Sure. Basically, it's right now in the Caribbean. We've been talking about Tropical Storm Isaac for earlier in the week, and the news is not getting better. In fact, each time they update the map. Now, look, this storm is still slow moving. It is still in the Caribbean. They don't expect it to come near Florida till Monday or Tuesday, and there's a couple of different directions it could go in. But having said that, Monday is the day the Republican convention begins. Even if it's not directly onto Tampa, it looks like it's headed straight towards it. So even if it's, you know, a couple of degrees over to the left, a couple of degrees over to the right, it looks like Tampa's going to get some part of it. And now the question is just how bad does it look? And, you know, at this point, the expectation is that by Monday morning, it will be a Category 1 hurricane, which thankfully is the lowest one, but, you know, it's still a hurricane.
Sure.
They're thinking 75-mile-an-hour winds. And then by Tuesday morning, well, then the eye will be, you know, I'm looking at this map here, not too far, you know, to the west of Tampa over the Gulf of Mexico. And by that point, the winds will be 85 miles an hour. I don't know if that's bad enough to, you know, require the cancellation, postponement, or some other adjustment to the convention schedule. But right. As someone who will be in Tampa next week, this doesn't look good. This is It's a bizarre set of circumstances that, you know, we have not had a hurricane make landfall in the United States in about 4 years. And as luck would have it, here comes one. Again, it still could end up going pretty far to the west. There's still a chance it'll go up the Atlantic. But it's very tough to believe that Tampa's not going to get affected, you know, at least a little bit. And it could drench the first couple of days, and it could be much worse. So definitely something to watch. And it just is a... Murphy's Law. It shouldn't be called Hurricane Isaac or Tropical Storm Isaac. Brett, I would say I'd call it Hurricane Murphy.
Yes, Hurricane Murphy. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And if for no other reason than the anarchists who don't want to have all their stuff get wet, that they're going to use their implements, their brick bats and such to smash windows. Wow, it is bad. And certainly a hurricane is no joking matter. We will hope and pray that it does dissipate or move off away from the city of Tampa so the convention can go on and go off without a hitch, especially because of what the people of Tampa have invested in it. I mean, we certainly want to see it be a success. All right. Well, that's bad news. But what I have in front of me is crazy news because apparently this particular crazy martini deals with a shift on the calendar because I'm under the assumption, Jim, election day is November 6th. I don't know. What's Michelle Obama talking about?
Traditionally, yes, it is indeed the first Tuesday in November. I'm wondering if maybe she's looking at the preceding month, October, during a, you know, she's giving a speech. She says, that's why we need you to go out and vote for Barack Obama on November 2. Now, maybe, I guess you could early vote.
I guess.
You can fill out your absentee ballot. That, you know, there are things you can do to, it's not illegal to vote that day, unless if you're a state that doesn't have much early voting, you may find yourself in trouble that day. Maybe she was thinking of October. The 2nd of October is the first Tuesday of the month. You know, this is one of those things where I'd always tell any candidate speaking on the stump, that's why I need your vote in November. I just leave it there.
Oh, it's a great point.
Don't guess the date or I need your vote this Tuesday. You know, it's always very safe, very basic. I'll admit I mix up which day it is all the time when I need to write a check or fill out a form or something like that. So, you know, Mrs. First Lady, Mrs. Obama, we've all been there. It's understandable. But next time, check the calendar, double check, or just say, I need your vote sometime. Sometime.
This year, vote for us, right? Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh. Well, we have Joe Biden last week not knowing what state he was in, thinking he's in one state, he was in another state. And now you got Michelle Obama time shifting the election. I think it's time everybody take a vacation over there on the Obama Biden ticket, preferably a 4+ year vacation. That would be the best of all possible worlds. Well, listen, Jim, I mean, great news, a great martini coming out of Connecticut, a very bad wet martini coming out of Tampa, and a very crazy, confusing martini coming from the First Lady herself. I can't wait to see what shows up on the Friday menu of the Three Martini Lunch. What do you say we do it again tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to it, Brett. And since you always bring up my wacky side, and Fridays tend to be wacky, we can only imagine what tomorrow's going to hold. So
there was one name missing from today's Martini Lunch, and I hope it doesn't come back tomorrow, and I know what you know what I'm thinking. I am Brett Winterbull for Greg Corubis at Radio America. That is Jim Garrity from National Review Online. This is the Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you Friday.
No more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.